I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders says his health is good and he looks forward to returning to an active campaign schedule. He made those comments at a debate last night. Sanders had a heart attack 2 weeks ago, and there was a lot of interest in his physical condition at the debate. Sanders was asked to reassure voters that he was in good enough shape to campaign, and he got uncharacteristically personal.
Let me take this moment, if I might, to thank so many people from all over this country, including many of my colleagues up here, for their love, for their prayers, for their well wishes. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm so happy to be back here with you this evening.
The campaign has scheduled a rally in New York City on Saturday. Sanders is a frequent critic of how online retail giant Amazon treats its workers, but that has not stopped his campaign from shopping there. Sanders' campaign spent nearly $94,000 on Amazon, mostly for office supplies, according to third quarter campaign finance filings, which were released this week. VTDigger.org reports that's down from more than $130,000 spent on Amazon in the second quarter. Sanders' campaign continued with its successful fundraising, leading Democratic candidates in donations during the third quarter. The Agrimark Dairy Cooperative will soon make its members pay a penalty if they produce too much milk. Agrimark spokesman Doug Demento says the idea is to balance the milk supply with consumer demand.
We've been struggling the last several years trying to handle all the excess milk. So looking for the long-term health of the co-op, the board decided to kind of put a brake on member production. It was the best idea.
Agrimark will set a base production level for its members, calculated on the largest amount of milk sold by a farm over the last 3 years. If they exceed that base, they will pay a penalty to the co-op. Demento says the system will still allow farms to expand within a range, but also should help control the milk supply regionally. Six Vermont lawyers are hoping to become the next permanent state's attorney in Caledonia County. The Caledonian Record reports the six candidates to succeed Lisa Warren will address the Caledonian County Republican Committee. That committee will forward three names to Governor Phil Scott, who will appoint Warren's replacement. Scott recently appointed Warren to be a Vermont Superior Court judge. And authorities are investigating the death of a Vermont man at a Massachusetts jail. The Northwestern District Attorney's Office in Massachusetts says the 35-year-old Jamaica, Vermont man was found unresponsive in his cell at the Franklin County Jail in Greenfield last Saturday afternoon. He was taken to Bay State Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities say he had been arrested by Massachusetts State Police on drug-related charges earlier in the day. The eye on the sky forecast for the rest of this afternoon: increasing clouds with a chance of late day showers, breezy with highs in the upper 50s to the mid 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.